Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. The owner of a small business and president of the Pleasant Valley School Board is running for the Iowa Senate. Last week, Republican Chris Knoyer from LeClaire announced her candidacy in District 49, which is now represented by Democrat Rita Hart. Knoyer says she's, quote, passionate about strengthening our economy, our schools, and our communities. She also serves as a reserve deputy for the Scott County Sheriff's Department, president of the Quad City Engineering and Science Council, and is a member of the Governor's STEM Advisory Council. Hart is a resident of Wheatland, and she was first elected to the Iowa Senate in 2012 and reelected in 2014. District 49 includes Clinton County and northeastern Scott County. Rising property value should bring in some new revenue for the United Township School District. Tonight, the Board of Education will discuss a proposed tax levy for next year, with final approval set for next month. Superintendent Jay Morrow says the proposed levy is $9 million, or nearly 3% higher than this year, and that's based on rising property values in the district, which includes parts of Rock Island and Henry counties.
That allows us to keep our property tax rate about the same, and we're projecting to keep it the rate exactly flat, based on that increased levy.
It's now estimated the equalized assessed value of property in his district will rise 2.5%. Dr. Morrow says the additional revenue will help offset the deficit that he's projecting for this year's school district budget of between $600,000 and $700,000. The intersection of Black Hawk Road and 24th Street in Rock Island will be closed tomorrow from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Rock Island has hired a crew to install a new electrical transformer for the Black Hawk Sanitary Lift Station. It provides sewer service to a large part of the city. Traffic headed west will take a detour on 30th Street, 31st Avenue, and 11th Street, while eastbound traffic will follow that detour in reverse. Vehicles going south on 17th and 24th Street should also use 31st Avenue instead of Black Hawk Road. Well, Mr. Thanksgiving is preparing to serve a traditional turkey dinner at South Park Mall in Moline. He's also getting ready to turn over the reins to someone else. Michelle O'Neill reports Bob Vogelbaugh is also requesting donations to help feed people who would otherwise be alone on the holiday.
Mr. Thanksgiving hereby extends invitations to his 47th annual community dinner, which he intends to organize for 3 more years. Then, after the 50th anniversary, Isaac Rumler and his family will take over. Vogelbaugh says Isaac is in third grade.
When he was in kindergarten, he got straight A's, and they gave him a $20 bill. The afternoon of Thanksgiving Day, he said, "Would you drive me out to the mall? Because I want to give this money to Mr. Thanksgiving."
Vogelbaugh and Isaac have gotten to know each other over the years, and when he asked if Isaac would become Mr. Thanksgiving Jr., the 8-year-old said yes.
And I said, "I will be with you on the 51st in the background. You know, I'll help you. I'll get you through this, and if you feel you need me one more year, then I would do it too, but then that's it."
I'm Michelle O'Neill.
Iowa Judicial Branch data shows that more than 3/4 of those who took Iowa's bar exam passed this year. The state had a 78% pass rate this year compared to 68% a year ago, according to the Des Moines Register. And of the 260 people who took the Iowa bar in 2017, 204 of them passed. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.